This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden. The cost of being an adult entertainer in Palm Beach County just went up. Commissioners recently voted to increase the fee for a work ID card from $75 to $100. But for some workers, the price of the license isn't as much of an issue. It's whether the permits themselves put adult entertainers at risk.
Right now, I need to know who's ready for Stormy. Somebody say, hell yeah!
Stormy Daniels rolled into West Palm Beach last month to perform at a club across the street from President Trump's golf course. She brought with her an intrigue that attracted a different kind of crowd to Ultra Gentlemen's Club. Plenty of guys, but also lots of women, and well-heeled septuagenarian couples sitting at the stage, rocking penny loafers and sweaters tied around the neck. Palm Beach casual. Something Stormy didn't bring? A license to strip from the Palm Beach County government.
Stormy Daniels would be exempt from the ordinance requirements because she's considered a featured performer.
Meaning, she's a celebrity, briefly stopping by on a tour. But by law, the other dancers at Ultra and all the other clubs in Palm Beach County do need a special license. And for that, they have to stop by the office run by Rob Schelt.
Rob Schelt, Palm Beach County Board of County Commission, Department of Public Safety, Division of Consumer Affairs Manager.
The Division of Consumer Affairs does a brisk business. People line up at the big window with brightly colored notices taped all over it. And the people behind that window issue licenses for a bunch of industries.
Vehicle for hire, water taxi, home caregiver.
And adult entertainers.
We're looking at this as not necessarily the registrar of adult entertainers, but more in the interest of public safety.
Palm Beach County is the only local government in South Florida to license strippers. But it's not unique in the state. Fort Myers and Pensacola also have special permitting requirements. Palm Beach County started licensing adult entertainers in 1999 to stop the exploitation of minors.
There were several minors found performing in clubs.
Since then, screening for human trafficking has been added as part of the process. Over the past two decades, more than 10,000 people, mostly women, have been issued adult entertainer IDs in Palm Beach County, including Jane.
My name is Jane, and I've been dancing for 2 years now.
Jane is her stage name. She's a dancer at Ultra.
My favorite song right now to dance to?
Yeah.
Beyonce, Dance For You.
Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good.
I could just feel myself, let my body go with the flow.
Wanna show you how much I value what you say.
Jane stands about 6 feet tall in black stilettos. Height is one of several pieces of information the county collects for adult entertainer work IDs.
You have to put your real name, your stage name, how old you are, your address, your phone number, height, weight. They take your picture.
But here's where the issue gets touchy. Issuing a government ID creates a record, and that record is public. Elizabeth Nolan Brown frequently writes about sex work at the libertarian magazine Reason. She says the licensing requirement creates a stripper registry.
They're opening up all these people to having their information revealed to people. And that can be bad because people might be sort of maniacs.
Stalkers, zealots, violent ex-partners, spouses in a child custody battle, potential employers. Nolan Brown says many dancers are parents or have other jobs. And because of the stigma attached to stripping, there are lots of reasons they may want to keep that information private.
Creating a state or a city registry of strippers is not going to help stop exploitation. It's actually going to encourage people to go more underground, the most vulnerable people. And those are the populations that we should want to reach. They are opening them up to more risk of harm.
Local government agencies are bound by Florida Open Records Law to make the records public. Only the state legislature in Tallahassee could make an exemption for adult entertainers. For Jane, the dancer, this was all news to her.
It's public.
What? I did not know that.
How do you feel about that?
Exposed.
She says she uses a stage name for a reason. I'm Peter Hayden in Palm Beach County.